This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. Terry Tota is on assignment, as they would say. And he actually is on assignment.
Yep.
That normally just means you're on vacation. But in this case, Terry actually is on assignment. He's in Benelled.
The Fall movie. Festival.
Just like right. You were on assignment last week.
But I was actually on vacation.
Oh, okay. I was Wrigley, by the way.
Outstanding. We were in the left field bleachers, fourth row.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any home run balls?
No. But it rained in the fourth inning.
Did you come close?
No. But then I was watching the Cardinal game when they were there at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Two balls basically right where I was at. That's about right.
Who were they playing when you were there?
Played the Dodgers.
Okay. Mm.
Cubs were down big early, and then, totally unlike the Cubs, they stormed back and actually won.
Can't beat Murphy's before a game, though.
That's See, I went to Murphy's.
Did you?
I did not enjoy it.
Really? Mm.
Found it to be overrated.
Okay.
My personal
You're a Cardinals opinion. Fan, though.
True.
So.
True. But it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Okay.
You know, it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Did you wear your Cardinals garb?
I did not. I wasn't going to be that guy. I wasn't going to be that guy. I did not want to be the dude wearing the Cardinal garb when the Cardinals aren't there.
Exactly.
I've been to a Cardinal-Cub game before and wore my Cardinal garb, but
right.
I can't be that guy.
It's Wrigley's 100th anniversary shirt or something?
I was neutral.
Okay.
It's weird when you have that, like, I went to a... I think it was a Cardinals-Braves game at Busch Stadium once, and some dude in Red Sox, like, garbage came up and was like, what are you doing here? And he started talking trash about, 0-4, guys! 0-4!
That's unnecessary. Like, that's how you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Don't need that.
I wore a Rays jersey once. Well, my cousin is customer service manager or director for the Tampa Bay Rays, so he got me a Rays jersey, and I had to promise him that I'd wear it to a Cardinal game. Well, the Rays and the Cardinals were playing at Busch, and I wore it.
Yeah, that's gutsy to do it when they're actually in town, though.
Yeah.
So
I survived.
You did. Well, you were at Busch Stadium.
That's right.
Try it in Philly. It's a different story.
I'd have batteries thrown at me.
That's right. Best case scenario, you have batteries thrown at you.
That's true.
The Major League Baseball season wraps up this weekend. Cardinals a one-game lead over the Pirates. If they are tied after Sunday, we'll get game 163 in St. Louis on Monday.
Do you think it's going to be tied, though?
No, I think it's over tonight. Say the Pirates lose, Cardinals win.
Done.
And they're popping the corks tonight. That's what I think.
I think we're headed for a 163rd game.
Oof.
I don't think they'll lose the division in this weekend, but I think we're headed to a 163rd game.
But the problem is, do you really want L.A. in the first round, though?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
I want him in I said it a couple weeks ago on the show. I want him in a five-game series because you only have to beat Kershaw once in a five-game series. You play him in seven, you're going to face him three times.
And the Nationals are playing phenomenal right now. I mean, they're playing better than they were back in
But if you get in the one-game playoff, you play – I mean the wild card game, you play San Francisco, who was hurt. But my problem is you lose Wainwright. You know, I mean, it's just –
You don't want anything to do with that one-game playoff.
Right. But
I don't think losing Wainwright for game one of the NLDS hurts so much because you'll have him for game five, and Lance Lynn has been as good as Wainwright has in the second half, so –
Just hope Holiday doesn't lose a fly ball in the lights. Yeah.
He'll be okay.
Okay.
He'll be okay.
The dang rally towels.
So the Major League Baseball season wraps up Sunday, and then, of course, the playoffs begin the following week. IESA Baseball sectional games happening today at Effingham St. Anthony. Nokomis at 8-2 will take on the host St. Anthony. They are 11-1. That is a Class 1A sectional. And then the Class 2A sectional being held at Welfare Park in Gillespie. Staunton at 14-1. We'll be taking on Carrollton at 9-1. Those IESA baseball sectional games being held today around the area. Of course, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock here, lots of high school football action last night as Week 5 is officially in the books. In our broadcast game last night on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, the Carlinville Cavaliers improved to 4-1 on the year as they went into Staunton and defeated the Bulldogs 55-19. At one point, Carlinville had 55 unanswered points to take a 55-6 lead. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, Chad Easterday. Chad, good morning, sir. Thank you for a few minutes of your time.
Oh, just love to. JFL at home today. Hey. So we were cooking pork burgers and hot dogs and all that good stuff already this morning. So.
And, you know, that's kind of the beauty of high school football. It's not just Friday night, but it's that Saturday morning experience that follows.
Yeah, we're at home this week. We got Southwestern, and, it's this time of year, it's football 24-7 at the Easterday house, so we love it.
You were on the road last night at Staunton, and you guys give up an opening touchdown on the first drive of the game, but then after that, you really put the pedal to the metal. 55 unanswered points.
Yeah, you know, Staunton was the first team we saw this year that tried to line up and really smash mouth the football at us, and took us a series to get our feet underneath of us a little bit, and you know, get used to that style of play, and then we settled in, and offensively, we keep rolling. So you know, I don't want to jinx myself, but we know the tempo of the game. We set that tempo pretty high early, and I think they kind of struggled with that a little bit.
And offensively, I don't know that you guys could do much better. Kenny Miles had a huge game. Your offensive line seemed to have holes open all night. And Job really had, I think, three incompletions, but two of those were perfectly thrown footballs.
Yeah, you know, that 1-2 punch that we've kind of developed this year is really beginning to find its midseason form, I think. And, you know, accuracy-wise and you know, Kenny's Kenny and will always be. He's a great running back, and, you know, it's complementary to each other. And you already said it the best. I mean, there's not enough credit to go to my offensive line. That I thought their pass protection last night over the last couple of weeks has been phenomenal. They picked that pace up, and we had them confused a little bit with some different formations, I think, that they might not have been ready with, but it surprised them, and that helped us, you know, spring a few plays.
Last night kind of was the halfway point of the season. How do you like where you guys are sitting now at 4-1?
I guess I can't complain about that. You know, no one's going to complain about 4-1, but you know, that's the great thing about South Central. I thought Staunton had a great ball club. You know, they were coming off of a great win, and you know, with the new coach, I think they're settling in themselves. So you know, we're where we wanted to be. I think that's a good way to put it. We have to finish strong, and then see what happens, and hopefully get that sixth win, to make sure we're guaranteed a playoff berth, and then keep playing for a good seat.
Jed, your defense obviously very, very solid and tough this year. You gave up 40 points in the first half of the year, then pitched a shutout. Then you gave up 38 to Greenville. But other than that, your defense has really not allowed the opponents to do much at all.
You know, that's very well put. I mean, a lot of credit goes to our offense because we've been more explosive this year than we were last. But, you know, other than two quarters and a game, and we thought we played pretty well at Greenville defensively, you know, we've had a good, I think the kids are understanding our scheme a little bit, and seem to be settling into their responsibilities and their rotations. And I think we talked about it last week. We're rotating some kids on D to stay fresh on O, and I think that took a few games to get that all worked out, both coaching staff wise and player wise, and they've settled in.
And I know Carlinville, you guys aren't into moral victories at all, but I would think Greenville kind of the measuring stick of the conference the last several years. You guys went in there and really kind of hit them around a little bit, pressured their quarterback like it doesn't usually happen, sent him three and out several times. So even though in a loss, I would think that you guys came away feeling fairly good about your effort.
Yeah, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about a rotating schedule and that sort of thing. I mean, Coach Hutchinson and I, you know, we'd love to see them week 7 one time, you know, just so we would be in that mid-season form a little bit. But, you know, that is what it is. And we thought our performance was well, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know how other coaches feel, 9-0, 8-1, 7-2. Sometimes the greatest things are learned from a loss. And, you know, we took a lot away from that game, I think, and it helped us take a look at ourselves and do a little in-house evaluation, I guess, is a good way to put it.
And, coaches, maybe that's something that you guys will discuss with your with the other South Central coaches after the football season is over, maybe talking about a rotating schedule for the future?
No, I don't know. You know, it's been brought up several times, and, you know, I know the Auburn and those guys do it, and they like it. We tried it when we had a split conference a little bit. I think it has to do a lot with the underclass games, getting them all scheduled, and there's more to it than with just a rotating Friday night schedule, as you guys well know. Mm-hmm. That's a mechanism that's not easily done in the scheduling of officials and that sort of thing. But, you know, if we could keep the rivalry game the same week 9, which is pretty important in our conference, and maybe rotate the other 8, I don't know. There are several options that are out there, I think, that we could look at and see what we could do.
A lot of moving parts to that situation, no doubt about. And, Chad, I would imagine you're going to have a few moving parts this week facing your mentor, Don Borgini. The Gillespie Miners coming into town. Did you still have your coffee this morning?
Absolutely. Never miss it. Every Saturday morning, we always sit down about 5:30, 5:40 McDonald's, and we've done that since he came to Cardinville. So, you know, I know they're struggling a little bit, but they're a well-coached staff, and they'll have their team ready to play without any doubt. We don't want to take anyone lightly. Well, you can't take anyone lightly in the South Central. I love our conference, and I think it, you know, it's strength of schedule and that sort of thing. But, you know, Don's taught me a lot, and he'll be ready to go, that's for sure.
Chad, you got your Cavaliers off to a 4-1 start on the year. Nice win last night. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, in a very strong effort last night. And, David, you know, when you sit down and you watch a game, whether it be as a fan or a broadcaster, you look at a club and you think, okay, where's their soft spot?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Carlinville, I'm not really sure where it's at, because defensively, I mean, they're good. They don't give up points. They can stop the run. They've got playmakers in the secondary that can turn you over. Offensively, they can run the ball, obviously, as they always can. They got mm-hmm. speed all over the place. And they can throw the ball, as Joe Bisturday is having a phenomenal season. So accurate. Hits his receivers in stride on a consistent basis. So when you start looking at the Carlinville Cavaliers, I mean, they are looking very formidable moving forward, not only through the regular season, but I think into the postseason.
I guess maybe something that was there's a lot of evidence in the Greenville-Carlinville game. Maybe it's – I don't know how much of a weakness it is, but the weakness could be their point-after team. I mean, obviously they don't kick extra points as well with Barry Stewart leaving the team, as they had the opportunities in Greenville and couldn't cash in on the extra points.
No, that's exactly right. They have always had that soccer player to be mm-hmm. their kicker. They don't have that this year, going for two. And last night, I think they were basically 50% on their tries and actually had an extra point made by young Hayden Thompson. Probably should have asked Chad Easterday about that. But they rotated their kickoff guys, too. Zach Rogers really boomed some deep. So that could be maybe a position that is coming along and maybe rounding into form come maybe by week number 10. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more following these messages.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing, 324-2400. Kurtz, just west of Rural King in Litchfield.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:20, let's take a look at the weather forecast, brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect a high today of around 85 degrees. Clear skies for tonight with a low of around 55. Then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday up around 80 degrees. At 9:20, we have a temperature reading of 70 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
This is Farm Safety Week, and WSMI wants you to stay safe during the farming season. And to help with that, here's a tip for farm safety. To prevent entanglements, don't wear loose clothing while entering confined spaces such as grain bins, silos, and hoppers. This farm safety tip brought to you by Farmers Grain in Litchfield, Anderson Farms, Nokomis Savings Bank, contact Tim Hain for your ag lending, Gerlach Ag in Wagner, the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, Almost Home Daycare in Litchfield, Roe v. Seed in Farmersville, Wayne Schaefer, your country financial agent in Jerseyville, and by Easterday Electrical in Nokomis. So today's farm safety tip: to prevent entanglements, don't wear loose clothing while entering confined spaces such as grain bins, hoppers, and silos. Make sure you're safe this farming season.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, let's get you the scores from last night's action in a game heard here on WSMI FM 106, a double overtime thriller. Vandalia survives Litchfield last night 50-48. Litchfield trailed 30-8 in that ball game.
Yeah, kind of a heartbreaking loss if you're Litchfield, first of all, to come back from down 30-8 and tie it at 36 with a minute left. And then you had a lead in double overtime and couldn't stop them, so... But they played their hearts out.
They did. We'll talk to Pat Rentz coming up here later in the Sports Saturday program. Right now, Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, joining us on the phone. Last night, Hillsboro went into Gillespie and got win number 3 on the year, 49-30, the final over the Miners. Duffy, congratulations on the win. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
I guess when you're in the quest to make the postseason, every win you can get is a big one, especially when you're sitting at 2-2 in week 5.
I'm sitting here in a room with a bunch of guys, and they're trying to laugh and make me laugh on air. So, the only thing we came out of Gillespie last night was a win. We did not play very good football.
And I guess as a coach, when you can get a win and say you didn't play very good football, when you can maybe have some lessons to be learned coming out of a win, that's a nice thing.
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, right now we are learning lessons right now watching film. I hope we are learning lessons because we've got to clean a lot of things up. If people haven't noticed in this conference, anybody can beat you. It's a toss-up right now.
And when you're in a league like the South Central, a lot of times games do come down to those little things, winning the turnover battle, not committing penalties.
Yep, we had some turnovers last night that cost us. Just lining up in the wrong places, not doing our jobs. A lot of things we got to clean up this week.
Duffy, as you look at your season on a whole, you're 3-2, but you say you got to get things cleaned up. As you move forward through the season, what do you think is going to be the most important thing for you guys to get cleaned up to get to the postseason?
Right now, you know, taking care of turnovers, taking care of the football, and our kids getting back to the basics of football and doing right techniques, lining up correctly. We took some plays off last night, and we've got to get back to the basics of football where we were at week one.
I've heard football coaches say over the years now that so much, basically just that, Duffy, football, really, blocking and tackling, you do those two things well, it's going to probably go pretty well.
Yes, when it comes down to it, I'm sorry, I just got hit in the head with a crutch by Coach Mangese.
Oh, my goodness. Put your helmet on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little crazy around here. We're still trying to have fun, even though we did not play well last night, you know, a little bit here. Well, the coaches are having fun anyway. when it comes down to it, it seems like every year, week 4, week 5, you've got to come back and work on just the basics of football. Because if you don't do that, you do not win games.
I've always admired that about you guys at Hillsboro. You keep it in perspective, though. You want to win the game. You're saying you got to play better. But at the same time, It's high school football. You got to have fun.
Oh, yeah. You have to. I mean, you know, we're joking around with the kids right now. I mean, it's very hard for me to talk to you on the phone about what's going on in front of me right now. It really is.
I think we're thankful there's no web stream.
There can't be any cameras in here right now. I mean, our kids, you know, we got good kids, but we've got to come to play football and get better this week for sure.
Well, Duffy, next week you guys go to really one of the tougher places to play in the league. A lot of tough places. Vandalia certainly on that list.
Yes, and you know they're 3-2. They're looking to get in the playoffs. And you know it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be a good game.
Duffy, we thank you for a few minutes of your time, and I will let you get off the phone so you can defend yourself a little bit.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
All right. Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, and basically kind of a de facto playoff game next week. Hillsboro, mm-hmm. Vandy, both 3-2. The winner, of course, you're not in, but you're in a very good position.
Right, and if even so, the loser not eliminated from postseason right. consideration, but it would definitely help both teams for their playoff cases.
Another action around the South Central last night. We mentioned the double overtime win for Vandy over Litchfield, 50-48. Greenville survived Roxana 42-34 last night. The Shells, that was a back-and-forth game. The Shells actually had the lead over the mm-hmm. Comets at a couple different stages of that game. So Roxana, I think, a lot like Carlinville did earlier, leaves probably Greenville thinking, hey, we've got a very good squad here, and we're going to be able to do some things.
Right. And this Roxana team, I mean, they're a very good team. I think they probably near the top of the South Central Conference. They've already got Greenville and Carlinville out of the way, so they're on their way to postseason consideration.
A cluster of 3-2 teams in the South Central Conference: Hillsboro, Vandalia, Southwestern, Roxana now.
Yeah.
Southwestern got a win last night over Payne, a 35-27. So the Birds, after a winless season a year ago, now 3-2 on the young year.
What a difference! What a difference Andrew Fry makes, because last year he was hurt most of the year and couldn't play, contributing to their 0-9 season. And this year, you know, he's healthy, able to play, and got him 3-2 and took him into a tough Payne place last night.
The quarterback is such an important position.
Yes, it is.
Such an important position. In the Prairie State Conference last night, Bunker Hill picked up win number 4 on the year. The Minutemen now 3-0 in the league. They are tied atop the Prairie State Conference. They defeated Mount Olive 20-15. Pawnee defeated South Fork 38-0, as Pawnee also sitting at 4-1, 3-0 in the league, tied atop the conference. Marquette picked up a victory last night at East Alton Wood River by the final score of 44-0. In the Sangamo Conference last night, it was North Mac defeating Pleasant Plains 22-14. Auburn over Riverton 28-0. Williamsville took care of New Berlin 52-21. And Pittsfield defeated Porta last night 47-12. In the WIVC South last night, Greenfield Northwestern picked up their fourth win of the year, defeating Calhoun 66-28. Carrollton remains perfect on the year, defeated North Green last night 21-15. And Pleasant Hill defeated Winchester 19-14 in WIVC South action last night. In the Northern Division, Camp Point Central defeated Brown County 34-6. Jacksonville Route defeated Minden Unity 43-6 last night in the WIVC North. And in non-conference action, Nokomis defeated Vienna 40-0, as that was a bit of an odd situation, David.
Yes, that was a game where Nokomis was originally scheduled to play Metro East Lutheran this week, and Metro East dealing with injuries and a low number of players, so they had to forfeit. And Nokomis, at the very last minute, thanks to a few people, were able to get that game scheduled with Vianna Gorville.
And Gabe Cicerita, the head coach of the Skins, joining us on the phone right now. And Gabe, I guess when you're a head coach, you see a lot of different things over your time. Talk about your week this week when you actually had to change opponents. Forget about game plans, strategy, had to change opponents.
Oh, it's been one heck of a week here in Oklahoma, Scott. One heck of a week. But we are ecstatic this morning. Our guys played their butts off last night and, got a big W for homecoming week. And, we went from last Friday telling them they were going to take the week off and rest up and get their injuries nursed up a little bit. But they had to change gears midweek, Monday, and decided we got an opponent coming up. And
they did a great job preparing. Once we got over, I think it took us a day or two to realize we do actually have a game this week. but once they got it cranked up by Wednesday, I mean, you can see it in their eyes, and they came out last night fired up. I mean, they played a great ball game last night.
And I guess give credit to the folks at Vienna for agreeing to play you guys and making that change at the last minute, because that's no easy drive to make on a Friday night.
No, I mean, well, we appreciate the heck out of them coming up and playing us. And, we kind of had the same situation earlier this year. We had to take a three-hour bus trip up north, and we know it's not fun riding that bus for that long, but they came up and – you know, gave us a good ball game last night, and our kids really stepped up, and we were aggressive. Our defense is playing great right now, and we got some things. We got our offense cranked up a little bit better last night, and like I said, I'm proud of our guys last night. They did one heck of a job. Our coaching staff, you know, to switch gears like that, also to, you know, we kind of watch film every Sunday night, and last Sunday we just kind of watched some old films, having fun, joking around, not watching anybody. And we had to get ourselves prepared, just like the players did. And overall, the whole program did a great job this week.
And, Gabe, when you only get to play 9 regular season games, the last thing you want is a forfeit win. You want to at least play.
Right. And, you know, you kind of second-guess yourself here and there. It's like, you know, is it a smart thing to give up a for sure win? But it's homecoming. You want your seniors to have a homecoming game. And, you know, like we talked about this week, it's, you know, we don't want to be – when you're a good football team, you know, nobody, you don't want to have nothing given to you. You want to earn it. And, you know, we went out last night and they earned the heck out of it last night. I mean, they had played, like I said, aggressive, tough physical football like we like to play. And the kids really showed up last night.
Gabe, as you assess your squad now through 5 weeks of the year, record probably not where you wanted it to be, but what have you guys learned and developed here through the first 5 weeks?
Well, like I told this morning, I mean, what a coach asks for every week is, you know, let's get better every week. Let's get better and better. And I think we have week to week. We've gotten better. We had a tough schedule early on. And, you know, we talked about that with you guys. And I told you, you know, I told our fans, you know, don't count us out. We're coming together, playing good football right now. And we were in an inexperienced group at the beginning of the year. Now we're experienced, and we realize what it takes to win football games. And we're going to keep on that track and hopefully keep winning.
And you've got a big game on the road next week in Bunker Hill. The Minutemen got a win last night, so they are now 4-1 on the year, and you'll get them on the road next week. That's a big game for you guys.
Yeah, and that's the team. We just got done talking about that. You know, they're ahead of us in the conference right now. We still feel like we're right there in the conference race. And that's one team we've got. You know, we got to move out of the way. And they're 4-1, playing some good football. So it's going to be a fun game Friday night.
Gabe, we always appreciate your time on Saturday morning, sir. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Gabe Caesar Reddy, the head coach of Nokomis, and
here comes Nokomis.
Here they come. Look out!
Yeah, 0-3 start, and really the turning point, I think, in their season was after that first quarter against Pawnee a couple weeks ago. I mean, we beat the horse until it's dead, but. They went down 16-0 to Pawnee after the first two possessions that the Pawnee Indians had, and after that it was all Nokomis, and it's really been, I mean, they fell behind last week against Alton Marquette, able to finish last week and get the win, and then this week, you know, decided we don't want to take the easy win, we want to play somebody, and played Vienna and able to beat them 40-0.
Like Gabe said, that had to have been a tough decision, take an easy win that could have been used for playoff contention if you were there. To get rid of that to play,
yeah,
with no guarantee that you were going to win or lose. I mean that was
right, but
a tough
like Gabe said,
but it
though,
was homecoming week. You got to have something,
and right, and at the high school level, you want the kids to be able to play right. The game when it gets down to it. And you only get to play 9 of them a year.
Yeah, and Nokomis not the only high school football team in the area who was being threatened with losing their homecoming game. Athens actually did lose their homecoming game. They Varna Midland forfeited this week. And Athens was looking for an opponent, and of course Nokomis and Vienna had actually got together beforehand, and they scheduled each other. And it would have made an easier trip for both Athens and Nokomis; they would have played each other. But it was both teams' homecoming, so Athens couldn't really schedule that one.
Of course, that was a playoff game last year.
Yeah, it was an exciting playoff game.
Very exciting playoff game. But you know, we've had more like forfeit drama this year. It seems like than we have maybe in like the last 3 or 4 years combined.
Yeah, you wonder if that's something maybe the IHSA will address after this season. Maybe like setting a deadline by you have to have a certain number of players by this date in order to field the team next year.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, that might be something that they could take under consideration.
Otherwise, a mandatory co-op, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd see that more of a viable option than anything.
Right.
Give them, like two strikes. You know, you can forfeit maybe one or two, but that's after that, then.
They're still dealing with those clowns in the General Assembly, though.
No, that's right.
They still got that.
Kind of bigger fish.
They still got that headache that they're messing around with. Goodness gracious. Sports Saturday here on WUSMI FM 106. We'll have Fighting Illini football for you tonight from Nebraska. That'll come your way live at 7 o'clock here on FM 106. And then tomorrow afternoon, the Cardinals regular season finale from Arizona. It'll be live at 2:15 on AM 1540. And the game may mean a whole heck of a lot, or it may mean nothing at all. The Cardinals win tonight and the Pirates lose, the game will mean nothing at all. They will have clinched the division. If the Cardinals lose tonight and the Pirates win, well, it'll mean a whole heck of a lot because they'll be tied going into Sunday.
It's going to mean a lot for somebody because it's
Or maybe they'll both win. Yeah. And the game will still mean
because
something.
It's either going to be, you know, your regulars are going to play, or you're going to have, you know, Xavier Scruggs getting a lot of time at first base tomorrow, and everybody else who's on the bench getting a lot of playing time. You may see Oscar Tavares or Grichuk in center field tomorrow.
It's always amazing. You can play 162 games, basically play every day for 6 months, and still nothing can be decided.
Yep.
You might actually have to go to game 163 potentially on Monday. The Cardinals would host that game because they have a better regular season record head-to-head with the Pirates. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
I remember a lot of media guys in St. Louis were saying the Pirates were out of the division race once the Cardinals swept them at the beginning of the month. There were a lot of media outlets saying, you know, the Cardinals sweeping the Pirates eliminated the Pirates from division
contention.
They haven't
hardly lost since that series.
No.
I mean, they've played phenomenal baseball.
They've lost like three games since.
Well, how are the Milwaukee Brewers feeling? Talk about a choke job.
Boy. Mm. You just feel for them.
Although, I don't think it was necessarily a choke job. They just weren't that good.
Yeah.
We talked about it in early May. They had a great month.
Yeah.
They had a great month of April, and they were basically under 500 the rest of the way.
I don't think it was a choke job just because, I mean,
the team probably
overachieved anyway. So they still had a great season for what they did, and Ron Renicki, the manager, should get strong consideration for manager of the year. You don't think so?
No.
I think so.
No. The way they faded, no.
Yeah, but I mean,
he had him
leading the division for 150 days,
and then they choked like dogs down the stretch, and they're going to wind up in third place.
Man. That happens to teams sometimes.
Right, and those managers don't win manager of the year.
Yeah.
If they voted like in June, yeah. But I don't see how you can have your team fade like that and
then
say, oh, he was
the
best
manager
of
the year,
Clint Hurdle?
League.
Yeah, I would go Hurdle. Yeah. You got the Royals.
Matt Williams is probably winning it for the National League. First year manager Nationals are getting the best record.
Yeah. Not cool, Ron Renicki.
I think Renicki's going to be top five finisher. For it.
Well, that's a different statement entirely, David.
Well, when I say strong consideration, honestly,
you
I
said
think
win, didn't you? Did I miss here?
No, I said he's going to get some strong consideration.
I thought you said he was going to win it.
No, I don't think he's going to win it. Okay. I think he's going to get some strong consideration.
Well, I told David yesterday that I've got that Score Zone app, ESPN thing. You know, it's like La Russa fires Kirk Gibson. I'm like, well, he just threw a wrench in the Cardinals.
Okendo may as well just stay in Arizona. Because I don't think he's
interesting.
He may not come back.
Interesting.
If you were Alan Trammell and you knew your job was done, would you even manage the three games?
Yeah, because he's trying to get a manager position himself somewhere.
I know,
somewhere,
but seriously, though, it's not like they're going to keep him.
No, they're not. He's
well,
been,
I'm sure they at that. I bet that was some sort of arrangement beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been, but, I mean, that would have been very hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So we will see what happens, but the Cardinals, we know, will be in the playoffs one way or the other.
It'll
and
they'll be hosting a playoff game
they
as will well.
They've got such a great tradition. I mean, they've so many great players down the line, so many championships won. And, David, you had a chance earlier to talk with one of those.
Yes, I did. Joe Cunningham. I'm going to be completely honest here. I didn't know who Joe Cunningham was going into the game, but a really, really nice guy. Really, he sounded like an old school baseball player. 1959 All Star with the St. Louis Cardinals, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear that conversation coming up following this break on WSMI Sports Saturday.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
Send your kids back to school with healthy and nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For breakfast, give them a tall glass of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. It'll keep them energized all morning long. Top hot oatmeal or cold cereal with any of the 9 varieties of wholesome Prairie Farms milk. And for an after-school snack, try Prairie Farms yogurt. With Prairie Farms dairy products, your kids will go to the head of the class. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Paid for by Friends of Andy Menar.
Supporters of Andy Menar.
Senator Menar has been leading the fight in making school funding fair for all school districts across Illinois.
I believe that Andy is willing to bite the bullet and fight for the right thing.
Senator Menar has proven himself to be a leader, someone who is really looking to make a difference. He takes a stand.
He understands the issues of the area school district.
Andy's been an advocate for our children and our schools.
Politician Linda Little would leave downstate families behind. Little's campaign is funded by politicians whose top priority is cutting taxes for the wealthy and big corporations. Little would balance the budget by cutting school funding, which would eliminate important academic and athletic programs and force consolidation of our local schools. We can't afford politician Linda Little.
And at 9:43, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. Expect a high of around 85 degrees. Clear skies for tonight with a low of around 55. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. We'll have a high Sunday of around 80. Extended look at the forecast for you. Monday through Wednesday, we'll have partly cloudy skies. Expect highs in the 80s. The lows will be in the mid-50s. And at 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 73 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. And let's head back now to more Sports Saturday for you on this Saturday morning. Once again, here's Tim Mize and David Jenkins.
Thank you, Tobin. And Monday, I had a chance to sit down with former Cardinals All-Star Joe Cunningham, and he was a pretty good interview. Of course, he was visiting Russell School in Litchfield, teaching some of the fifth graders and fourth graders how to do things right and stay in school and stay out of drugs. And my conversation with him was an awesome one.
I'm here with Joe Cunningham from the St. Louis Cardinals. And Joe, the first question I'd like to ask you is, I understand you've been through this process, or you were the one who got this started. Take me through the process.
In 1987, I went over to the Community Relations Department. I was director of sales for 15 years, and I knew about the popularity of Fredbird, and we only had a couple other programs for the Cardinals to recruit young future Cardinal fans. So I created this assembly program, bringing a few messages to the children, and an FBI agent, a friend of mine, Carl Schultz, said, "Can you put the message in your program, say no to illegal drugs?" Because drug pushers were pushing drugs in the elementary school. This is 1987. Well, I got an okay from the Cardinals. We put the message in our program, and we called up the St. Louis Cardinals Say No to Drug program featuring ex-Cardinal players and Fredbird. And we've been doing it now since 87, and we have 3 ex-ball players doing the program, and it's just gone over very well, and the schools enjoy it and appreciate it. And so that's what we've been doing, telling the children to say no to drugs.
Right, and I'm sure you've dealt with probably hundreds of former Cardinals and former ball players from around the league.
Oh, yes. And when the ball players find out what we're doing, you know, they're just like we end our program with the Matheny and the ball players telling the children, reinforcing them with 3 messages, and the big one, say no to drugs.
What does it mean to still be in the Cardinals family after all these years?
Well, you know, I've been as a minor league player, a major league player with the Cardinals, White Sox, and Senators. I've been in the front office with the Cardinals. I've been managing in the minor leagues for the Cardinals. And I think I've been born with the Cardinals.
Of course.
And a wonderful organization, and they have treated me very well, and they appreciate what we're doing. And yeah, I've been there almost all my life.
Oh, yeah. And a final question. What was your favorite moment, I guess, as a Cardinal?
Well, you won't believe this, but my first two games in the big leagues, I had played a doubleheader at Rochester, which was our farm club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was called up to the big leagues, and I went 0 for 8 in the doubleheader. And I joined the Cardinals in Cincinnati. And the first two times up, I grounded out. And the third time up, I hit a 3-run homer.
Oh, wow.
And the fourth time up, I hit a 2-run single. So, after going 0 for 8, my first game in the big leagues, I had a 3-run homer and a 2-run single. So we go to Milwaukee, and we've got a day game going, and we're facing this great left-hander, Warren Spahn.
Oh, wow.
And guess what I did the first two times?
What did you do?
I hit 2 home runs.
Oh, my.
So my first two games in the big leagues, I had 3 home runs and 9 RBIs after going 0 for 8 in the doubleheader at Rochester. So that has to have been the biggest thrill.
Yeah, a couple off a Hall of Fame pitcher at that.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for your time, and thank you good luck with the rest of the program.
Thank you for being here and seeing what we do for the children.
And that, of course, was Joe Cunningham, still with the St. Louis Cardinals. He actually got the Doing It Right program started that you see advertised if you watch a lot of Cardinals baseball games where they go around elementary schools, tell kids how to stay out of drugs and stay in school.
They do so much for the communities, not just in St. Louis, but, you know, in the surrounding areas, even obviously out here into Litchfield.
Yeah, and I also I talked with Andrea Lee, the principal at Russell School, and this being the first year that they've done it, they obviously can't make it a yearly thing because that'd be really difficult, but she plans on doing this in the future again, so it'll be nice to cover it again.
Absolutely, that is an awesome thing.
Litchfield's been a stop for them quite a few times, haven't they?
Well, they used to host, for a couple years, they hosted the Cardinals Caravan.
Right.
And that was hosted at Litchfield High School. Probably didn't get the turnout that they wanted, so I think they changed destinations.
It was on I think it was on a Sunday night. Wasn't
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that is a very good event that was in Litchfield on Monday, and as David said, it will continue on, really, for years to come.
Yeah, hopefully they do it maybe, I don't know, every other year if they could. That may be difficult as well, but they'll definitely do it again, they said.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Litchfield head coach Pat Rentz. They lost the thriller last night in double overtime. We'll talk to Coach Rentz following this.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible. You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpole, your country agent in Raymond.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsborough location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, great ball game heard last night here on WSMI FM 106. A double overtime thriller as Vandalia survived Litchfield 50-48. And Pat Rentz joining us on the phone now. And Coach, you talk about a roller coaster of emotions last night. You guys experienced it in Vandalia.
Yeah, there were a lot of emotions, good and bad. But man, that's high school football. It's passionate and it's high energy, and had a lot of fun last night.
Talk about the mentality on the sidelines when you were down 30-8, and then as you guys made the comeback, what was the mentality?
Yeah, you know, we talk so much to these young men, and I know coaches across the conference and the country are doing the same thing, just talking to guys about facing adversity and, you know, learning life lessons through sport. And, to be honest with you, the last couple of weeks haven't gone our way, and that's been one of the messages to our guys is, look, you know, the score's not going to matter in months and weeks and years. You know, the record's not going to matter, but how we play and the character that we develop, and you know, that's what's important, and that's what we gotta make sure we're playing the game the right way, and that we're developing good character traits, not the this game's out of hand, let's just pack it in, you know. And so then we get in another situation down early, and you know, I just can't say enough about how the guys responded last night. It's an away game, it's their homecoming. You know, Vandalia always plays really tough at home, hostile crowd, and our boys just decided, you know what, doesn't matter. I don't care what the scoreboard says. We're gonna keep fighting as a team and executing. And next thing you knew, we were in overtime. It was fun.
And coach, obviously, the positives being huge is last week you got routed at home against Staunton, but played a very good Staunton Bulldog team and didn't necessarily take a lot of on-field positives away from that game. So for you to fall down 30-8 in this game and come back, I mean, that was huge.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, losing is, and we tell the guys, obviously, all the time that it's not about winning and losing; it's how you play the game. With that said, none of us are out there to lose.
You want to win the game?
I mean, me included. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. You know, and so last night is a tough one. You know. I've been triple guessed and second guessed, and you know, all these last decisions, and there's just so many of those what ifs. So it hurts, you know, and it's a tough pill to swallow. But you know, that's where you want to be. You want to be in the game, have a chance to win. Guys were having fun. The energy was just electric, and it was just a fun night of football. Again, I mean, man, we would have loved to win that game. That would have been so cool.
And sorry, coach, I understand the play that Colin Nesselrode made to tie it in double overtime. You had him, but it was just quite a play on his part.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they jumped up early. He's a great athlete. They do a good job of putting him in space, and it took us a little bit to figure out how to contain him. And I was really proud of the defense. Kind of caught fire there. Probably midway the second quarter through the rest of the game, and did a much better job of containing him. But then that last play you're talking about was just a classic. You know, man, defense was there. We stopped the play, and he just doubles back. You know, he it was one of those he ran 40 yards just to score a 10-yard touchdown. But what a great athlete! Can't say enough about their preparation and execution to pull it out there at the end.
And, Pat, it doesn't get any easier next week. You got to go on the road to Roxana. The Shell is playing very good football.
Yes, they are. They're a good football team, well-coached, and they play hard. And, you know, again, a road game. So we're going to try to ride this momentum and go there and compete. And, we tell the boys it doesn't matter who you play, kind of the respect all, fear none sort of thing. And, hey, we're thrilled to be playing football on Friday nights under the lights and just looking to have fun and compete.
Pat, we always appreciate your time on Saturday morning, sir. Tough loss for you last night, but you guys have the, the kind of the mentality and the spirit to always kind of be able to find that positive and keep moving forward.
Yep, absolutely. We love it.
All right, Pat, talk to you next week, sir. Thank you very much. And we'll have the Panthers on the road at Roxana next week live at 6:40 with the Pizza Man pregame show here on WSMI FM 106. And then the Ox ball game next week, Gillespie at Carthenville, pregame at 6:40. Both games will stream online at WSMIradio.com. And you know, David, they got blown out by Staunton. You can forget about that game. That's easy. You just let it go. Game like last night, Pat said, you know, you go over every decision that you made. You know, second guess every decision you made. Like, boy, if I would have done this, would it have been different? Because double overtime, lose on the conversion.
Yeah.
Tough one.
Well, and sometimes even, you know, when you're a coach, you just, even a game like last night, you just have to put it out of your head as well, because if you second guess yourself too much, then it can end up costing you the rest of the season. So you just kind of want to forget about this. Obviously, take away your positives, but just, I mean, don't second guess yourself.
Oh, I know. I don't know how coaches do it.
Well,
there's a reason, you know, that they're bald and have
gray
hair.
They go
gray
at a young age. Yeah.
Exactly.
Boy. Yeah.
Like it's a lot easier from the stands.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
and the broadcast
right.
booth. A lot easier. Hey, today, IESA sectional baseball going on at Welfare Park in Gillespie in the 2A sectional. Staunton taking on Carrollton. Staunton 14-1, Carrollton 9-1 on the year. And in the 1A sectional at Effingham, St. Anthony, Nokomis at 8-2 taking on St. Anthony at 11-1. So junior high sectional baseball underway today. And David, there's an event coming up for Litchfield basketball alums.
Yes, there is. There will be an alumni basketball game on November 15th. So if you are a Litchfield alumni basketball player and you're interested in participating in that, contact Coach Drew Logan or Jason Cooper. The number for Drew Logan would be 324-4668 extension 2118, or Jason Cooper, and you can email him at jcooper@litchfieldpanthers.org.
And David would like to play, but he played in an alumni baseball game, and it didn't go well for David. He was a bit wobbly the next day at work.
Yeah,
a bit wobbly.
And I expect to play in the alumni baseball game next year as well, but it's going to take a lot more preparation and trying to get in shape before that one game. And this is just not enough time to get
You're not
get ready
that
for this
old,
one.
David. You're not
I don't
that
care.
Old.
It doesn't matter.
You played basketball? I didn't know you played basketball.
My freshman year, I'm not going to participate in this game because I played my freshman year and I sat the bench. I was not very good. Basketball was never my sport. I loved to play. Just wasn't my sport.
I don't think you can make it up and down the floor anyway.
No, I couldn't.
Not today.
Nope.
You think you could, Tim? You played ball.
No chance.
No?
No chance. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't either.
I got a gimpy ankle, Tobin.
That's true.
I didn't use the tractor steps.
That's true. I forgot about that. Playoffs, so baseball? The Royals. Back
that,
in
that, huh? First time since 1985. The Royals in the playoffs.
They're still alive in the division hunt, too.
They are. So both Central Divisions still in play. The question is, will the Cardinals clinch tonight, or will they go to game 162 needing to win to secure the division championship? Mm-hmm. They win and the Pirates lose, it's over.
Yeah. There's a lot of interesting World Series that are World Series matchups that are still alive with the Dodgers and the Angels, the Orioles and the Nationals, the Cardinals and the Royals.
Yeah, the playoffs will be underway by
Tuesday.
Our next show here. Tuesday they start.
Tuesday is the.
So what's your World Series prediction here? We got 1 minute left. What's your World Series prediction?
Mine, unfortunately, I think it's an all LA series. I think it's Angels Dodgers.
You think the Angels are going to do it?
Yeah.
I don't think the Angels have the starting pitching to get to the playoffs.
Well, but they've been that team all year that's played really well. They're kind of like the Red Sox last year. Nobody expected them to do anything, and they were there all year.
Red Sox have the pitching though. You don't win high scoring games.
Did they
with offense?
I mean, the Red Sox had a lot of question marks with their pitching last year.
Yeah, but they had the arms though that had track records. Lester, Lackey. I still think the Angels have the pitching. I don't think the Angels will do it, personally.
We'll see.
We will see. I think it'll wind up being, I think, Detroit. And I really think the Cardinals are going to make a run. Whoever wins the Cardinals-Dodgers series goes to the World
Series.
I also
wouldn't be surprised if the Pirates represent the National League.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Tobin?
Angels-Cardinals.
Angels, oh boy.
Oh boy.
Albert, back at Busch. That would be something.
I think that's what everybody's hoping for.
That's what everybody wants. That's absolutely right.